الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنتم تتمون 70 أمة أنتم خيرها وأكرمها على الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected brothers and elders, the ayatul kareema which I've recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this noble verse of the Quran swears 3 oaths. Allah takes 3 qasams. Firstly on the stars, secondly on night which envelopes and darkens the entire universe, thirdly on the flash of dawn, the break of dawn, which is a source of light for the entire world. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ I swear by the oath that recede, الْجَوَارِ that proceed, الْكُنَّسِ and camouflage themselves, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسِ And by the night when it envelopes and darkens the entire world, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ And by the flush of dawn, by the break of dawn, which is a means of light and the entire world becoming bright. Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani Rahmatullah Ali writes under the commentary of this verse that there are 2 interpretations of this verse. One is the literal translation which I've mentioned right now. And the other is the metaphorical implication, which could also be applied in the interpretation of this verse. He then writes, the metaphorical implication is as follows. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ The oath on the stars is a reference to the prophets and the messengers of the past. They came in this world, they made their mark, conveyed the message, fulfilled their task and duty in this world. They left an impact on the hearts of humanity and after some time they left this world. And after they left this world, gradually their teachings also dwindled and faded away. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ And the oath on the night is a reference to that period and time after the Prophet had left this world and the world was gripped with anarchy and mayhem, filled with darkness and oppression. Until وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ Until the flush of dawn, which is a source of light for the entire universe. And he then says, this is a reference to the coming of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, who is none other than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If one has to analyze this ayat al-kareema, one will realize that the unique nature of the messengership and prophethood of our illustrious Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that His teachings are there to remain bright and alive until sunset, which is the end of humans' existence in this world. Unlike the prophets of the past, they came in this world for a temporary period, for a short time in this world. They fulfilled the task, conveyed the message, and then they left this world. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in this world, and his teachings will remain alive and bright until the day of Qiyamah, رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا If one has to further analyze this ayat of the Qur'an and apply his mind and cogitate and reflect upon this verse, he will realize that the teachings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will remain bright and alive until the day of Qiyamah through the effort and the sacrifice of his noble ummah who have been burdened with the task of nubuwa, and that is to call and invite people towards the oneness and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to portray and display the true image of Islam and carry out the true image and the true message of Islam through their noble efforts, through their noble sacrifice. Allah will keep the teachings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bright and alive until the day of Qiyamah. This is a unique ummah, a special ummah, a chosen ummah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that enjoys some extra and further, some enjoys some extra responsibility. Unlike the ummahs of the past who had this responsibility of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling all his commands, worshipping Allah Rabbul Izzah. This ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been chosen and selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do the effort of the anbiya and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated the status of this ummah. This ummah enjoys a very high and lofty status and position in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Very clearly Allah states in the Quran, Kuntum khayra ummah. Listen very well, you are the best of ummahs. You are the best of nations. Because you do the work of the best of the creation of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Antum khayruha wa akramuha ala Allah. That my ummah is the most honored, the most noble, the most dignified in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نحن الآخرون السابقون في دخول الجنة. This ummah is the last ummah to come on the surface of this earth. Yet it's the first ummah to enter paradise. Allah has made it haram upon Jannah to accept any of the ummahs of the past until or unless the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not put foot into Jannah. This is the honor and the status of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat in the Quran states, Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. Whoever brings forth one good deed, one righteous deed, Allah will grant him 10 rewards. This is the international law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we find when it came to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the special and unique ummah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah, Ya Rabbi zid li ummati. Oh Allah, my ummah is very special. My ummah is very significant in your eyes. Oh Allah, for my ummah you increase the reward. Multiply it more than 10. Allah accepts the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he reveals the verse, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for your ummah, that person who will spend just one rand in the path of Allah, Allah will grant him not 10 rewards, but rather 700 rewards for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great amount just for spending one rand in the path of Allah. Again, our illustrious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah, Ya Rabbi zid li ummati. Oh Allah, my ummah is very special in your eyes. Oh Allah, increase the reward even more than 700. Allah then reveals the next verse. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. That person from your ummah who will give Allah a beautiful loan, who will spend in the path of charity, who will spend on the poor and the needy, Allah will grant him great returns. There's no limit. Again, our illustrious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rabbi zid li ummati. Oh Allah, this is still not enough. Oh Allah, increase it even more than this. Allah then reveals the verse, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Oh my Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for your ummah, those will exercise patience, those will be steadfast, their reward has no limit, their reward is upon me, I will reward them as I wish to reward them. This is for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a very noble ummah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ummah is enveloped by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we find in every aspect of life, Allah has favored this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have to compare our ummah to the ummahs of the past, we will realize that this ummah has been greatly favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By means of example, take the aspect of zakat. The previous ummahs, the previous nations, 10% zakat was mandatory and obligatory upon them. Any person who owned, as an example, 100,000 rand, he had to discharge 10,000 rand annually. But we find when it came to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah favored us, gave us such a huge discount. From 10%, Allah dropped it to just 2.5%. Then take the example of our fast, our roza in the month of Ramadan. The previous ummah, likewise the sahaba and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the fast would begin from the time they fall off to sleep until the next day, Maghrib, plus minus 20 hours fast they had to observe. Until one sahabi by the name of Qais bin Sirma radiallahu anh, a normal laborer toiling in the farms of Medina Munawwara. On one occasion he came back home quite late, hal min ta'am. He inquired from his wife, is the food prepared? Is the iftar ready? She replied in the negative, wait a little while for the food to be cooked. The sahabi was exhausted. Whilst waiting for the food to be prepared, he fell off to sleep. His wife sees him in this condition. خَيْبَةً لَكَ يَا قَيْسِ خَيْبَةً لَكَ يَا قَيْسِ Oh Qais, what have you done to yourself? You have fallen off to sleep. You cannot partake of iftar and sehri. Your entire day will go without any food. The sahabi continues fasting the entire day, the entire night. The next day, the time of dhuhr, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him in this pitiable condition. His face had turned pale. Ma bika ya Qais? What has happened to you, O Qais? He then relates his entire incident. Immediately thereafter, Allah reveals the verse, Kulu washrabu, O Ummat Muhammad. Allah has made your fast easy and simple. Eat the entire night. Indulge in food and drink for the entire night. Only observe the fast from Subh Sadiq until sunset. In every aspect, Allah has favored the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The previous ummats and nations, if anyone had to commit any sin or error during the dark hours of the night, the next morning that sin would be written down at the door of his home. Fulan amila bikada wakada al-bariha. So and so person has committed a certain action last night. He would then be humiliated, disgraced and punished. But when it came to the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sinners, the fasiqeen, openly disobey Allah. They openly violate the commandments of Allah. Allah still conceals their wrongs. Allah still conceals their faults. And over and above that, Allah commands us to conceal the faults of our Muslim brother. Our mother and father, Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam, when they partook of that tree in Jannah, which Allah forbade them from eating, immediately Allah snatched away their clothes. Allah makes reference to this in the 8th para. فَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ They began to take out, pluck out the leaves of the trees of Jannah. They began to cover their body parts using the leaves of Jannah. But when it came to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sinners disobey Allah in a naked state, still Allah gives them clothes to wear. This is a ummah of mercy, a special ummah, a chosen ummah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a unique ummah. Allah has favored the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Nu'aym rahimahullah and other muhaddithin narrate on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, that once Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he was in communion with his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst conversing and communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put forward a request. He said, O my Allah, وَجَدْتُ فِي هَذِي الْأَلْوَاحِ You have granted me this Torah. And I've come across such an ummah who will come before Qiyamah. They will be the last ummah to come in this world. And they will be the first to enter paradise. He then makes dua to Allah, يَا رَبِّ جَعَلْهَا أُمَّتِي O Allah, make this my ummah, my people. Allah responds saying, O Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Referring to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Li khamsatu asma, ana Muhammad wa ana Ahmad. One of his names is Ahmad. Nabi Musa alayhi salam further makes dua. Ya Rabbi, wajadtu fi hadhi al-alwah. Oh Allah, I've read in this Torah about such an ummah will come before Qiyamah. They will enjoin good. They will forbid evil. They will believe in you. They will be the best of ummahs on the surface of this earth. Oh Allah, make this my ummah. Again, the same response. Oh Musa, that's the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam again continues his supplication. Ya Rabb, oh Allah, I've read in this Torah. There'll be such a nation, such an ummah will come before Qiyamah. إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُهُمْ بِحَسَنَةً. If one of them just intends to carry out a good deed, he just makes an intention of performing a good action, immediately the reward will be recorded for him. Even though he was not given the opportunity of fulfilling that action, wallah, at least make this my ummah. Again the same response, O Musa, that's the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He then makes dua, Ya Rabb, O Allah, I found in this Torah, I've read about such an ummah. أَنَاجِيلُهُمْ فِي سُدُورِهِمْ يَقْرَؤُونَهَا. They will commit the entire book to memory. And if we study history, you will understand, it was not the practice and the norm of the ummahs of the past to memorize the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur. It is a speciality of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's favor upon us that we are able to recite the Quran from memory. We are able to memorize the Quran in Majid. Musa alayhi salam makes this dua, O Allah, make this my ummah. Again the same response comes, O Musa, that's the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again he continues making dua, Ya Rabbi wajadtu fi hadhi al-alwah. I've read in this Torah about such an ummah will come before Qiyamah. They will bring iman, they will believe in all your scriptures, all your books, in all your prophets and messengers. And they will fight the deviated groups. They will be responsible for killing Dajjal, who will be the greatest fitna and test before the advent of Qiyamah. O Allah, my request, make it my ummah. Again, Allah responds, O Musa, that's the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He then makes dua, Ya Rabb, O Allah, I've read in this Torah, there will be such an ummah who will come before Qiyamah. هُمُ الْمُشَفَّعُونَ الْمَشْفُوعُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Their Nabi will intercede on their behalf on the day of Qiyamah. And his intercession will be accepted on their behalf. Oh Allah, my final request, make this my ummah. Again, Allah tells him, Musa, this is the ummah to come of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of the narrators of this incident by the name Qatada narrates, فَذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ مُوسَى نَبَذَ الْأَلْوَاحِ. Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, if this is the status, if this is the maqam and the rank, this ummah enjoys in your eyes. In that case, make me part of the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, we find Nabi Isa alayhi salam made the same dua to be part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His dua was accepted. And we read in, we study in a hadith that he will descend before Qiyamah as an ummati, as a follower of the sharia and the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The point for us, without any supplication, without any request, without any effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose and selected us. Allah handpicked us to be part of the chosen Mubarak ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you and I. Allah says, huwa ajtabakum. Allah has chosen you. Allah has selected you. We are very, very fortunate to be part of this auspicious ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, we are currently plucking and harvesting the fruit that were planted for us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and irrigated through his blood and his tears and his crying. We are enjoying the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his sacrifice, his effort, his du'as for you and I. If we have to study Quran, we will understand that there were many ummats of the past who have been destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many ummats were first cursed by the Prophet. And then the entire ummah was destroyed, punished and totally annihilated. They were removed from the surface of this ground. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, he cursed his entire ummah. Rabbi la taj'al ala al-ardi min al-kafirina dayyara. Oh Allah, do not leave any kafir behind in this world. His entire ummah was destroyed. Only a few were saved from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum report, during the battle of Uhud, يَسِيلُ الدَّمُ عَنْ وَجِهِ, blood oozing out of his face, blood gushing forth from his face. وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الدَّمَ عَنْ وَجِهِ. We notice he was trying to wipe off the blood very quickly. And only one dua could be heard. اللهم اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون. اللهم اغفر لقومي. Oh Allah, forgive my people. Oh Allah, pardon my people. They are ignorant. They do not know. Oh Allah, forgive my people. Sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned the final hajj is taking place on the plains of Arafah from Dhuhr until Maghrib. Plus minus 4 to 6 hours. One consecutive dua for his ummah. Oh Allah, my ummah, forgive my ummah. What will be the condition of the day of Qiyamah? Maghrib time comes in. Allah commands Jibreel, oh Jibreel, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give him this glad tidings. Allah has forgiven your entire ummah. Illa dhulma ba'dhim li ba'd. One narration, illa al-madhalim. Your entire ummah has been forgiven, except the zalims, the oppressors of your ummah. They have not been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next day in Muzdalifa, again the same dua. Oh Allah, forgive my entire ummah. Oh Allah, forgive even the zalims and the oppressors of my ummah. Do not exclude anyone of your mercy and your maghfirat. This was his concern, his worry for you and I, day and night, morning and evening. His entire life was in concern for the salvation of his ummah and the day of Qiyamah. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha reports, one day the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered my room. He was in a very happy mood. So immediately I went to him, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for my forgiveness. He then made the following dua, Allahumma aghfir li Aisha, ma taqaddama min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhar, wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha completely. Forgive her for her past, her future, her minor, her major, her open and her secret sins, whatever she did, forgive her completely. فَعَرَفَ الْبِشْرَ فِي وَجْهِ. She then says that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could sense my joy, my excitement. I was overwhelmed to hear this Mubarak dua. He asked me, oh Aisha, are you happy because of this dua? I said, indeed Ya Rasulullah, most certainly, why should I not be happy? He then told me, oh Aisha, by the name of Allah, I swear by the name of Allah, I make this very same dua 5 times a day for my entire ummah. This was his love for you and I. On many occasions, he even expressed his desire, his burning desire, his want to meet you and I. The narration appears in Sahih Muslim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports, one day he went to visit the graveyard called Baqi'ul Gharqad. Upon entering this graveyard, he made salam to all the deceased. Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon. He then turned towards the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And then he told them, oh my Sahaba, listen very carefully. وَدِدْتُ أَنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ إِخْوَانَنَا وَدِدْتُ أَنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ إِخْوَانَنَا. I have this burning desire to meet my Muslim brothers. Sahaba were amazed, they were baffled. Ya Rasulullah, who are you speaking about? Who are you referring to? أَوَلَسْنَا بِإِخْوَانِكَ. Are we not your brothers? He said, no, no, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِ. You are my Sahaba, you are my companions. You enjoy some extra merit and virtue over the rest of my ummah. But my brothers are those who will come after me and they will bring iman in me. أَنَا فَرَطُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. I will wait anxiously to meet my brothers by the Hawdh al-Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. This was his love for you and I, his desire to meet you and I, his entire life. He sacrificed his entire life for our salvation, our hidayat, in order for this deen to reach you and I in the most pristine manner. My respected brothers and elders, today that very same ummah for whom he cried so much, that ummah is being bombarded with atrocities and difficulties. That ummah is being lashed from every side and corner, stormed with fitnas and trials. The ummah is going through a very difficult phase, a very difficult time. The West, the enemies of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are trying as hard as possible to create division in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They're trying to create conflict. They can't see this ummah prospering. They can't see that the ship of this ummah is flowing or sailing smoothly. They're trying as hard as possible, using all means, to create conflict and division. My respected brothers and elders, during this time of fitna and fasad, during this time of turmoil and bloodshed, conflict and division, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us a very great opportunity, a very noble opportunity to reconcile, to reunite, to gather for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the noble event and the noble gathering which will take place next week on the 23rd, 24th and 25th of this month, which is known as the Ijtima', where people from different towns, different cities will be assembling solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very auspicious gathering, a very noble and mubarak gathering, which is very beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narration appears in Mustadrak of Hakim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَجْتَمِعُ قَوْمٌ فَيَدْعُوا بَعْضُهُمْ وَيُؤَمِّنُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَّا اسْتَجَابَ اللَّهُ دُعَاءَهُمْ. Then no group of people assemble and sit together and then make dua, engage in supplication, except it is a promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to their dua. Allah will fulfill their needs in this world. Allah will accept their dua. Such gatherings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy comes down and envelopes such gatherings. Allah causes peace to come upon such gatherings. Even the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, flock around such gatherings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands an angel to announce to these people upon the end of this gathering, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up, rise in a condition. Allah has completely forgiven all your sins. قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. And more than that, Allah has transformed your evil deeds into good deeds. It's a very mubarak opportunity. A humble request for every one of us to make an effort to attend this ijtima' that will take place on the 23rd, 24th and 25th of this month at the Turf Crescent Ground in Overport. A humble request is made for all of us to try and encourage our Muslim brothers, our friends, our colleagues, our employers, employees to attend this Mubarak gathering. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding of this deen and make us realize our maqam, our status as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.